Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwaller. Today is Tuesday, the 16th of April, and here are the top 10 things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a muted note, given the signals from the GIFT Nifty trends, which currently show that the index is trading over 100 points lower at around 22,250 levels, which indicates a muted start for the local equity markets. On trade on Monday, the domestic market echoed the negative cues from Wall Street in Asian markets as geopolitical tensions and inflationary headwinds in the Western world have led to pressure on equity markets worldwide. The recent escalation of tensions between Iran and Israel rattled the Lal Street, causing both the Nifty and the Sensex to plummet by over 1%. Experts said while India is relatively better placed compared to the global markets, higher crude prices are a significant dampener for the sentiment. However, the escalating geopolitical tensions are not very high risk on India. Therefore, experts suggest that the market corrections in India might not be as significant as in other markets. Investors should use the corrections based on global market conditions to invest and add positions in quality large-cap stocks. All sectors in the domestic market closed in the negative on Monday, barring the oil and gas sector. In line with the benchmarks, the selling pressure was widespread in IT, financials and banking stocks, which were among the top losers. The broader indices felt the heat as well, falling nearly 1.5% each, while the volatility gauge, India VIX, surged more than 8% in trade. Domestic markets are likely to witness near-term headwinds amid rising volatility. With the start of the earnings season and bold promises by several political parties, India might see continued stock and sector-specific action. On a technical front, the Nifty has slipped below its immediate support of its short-term moving average, which is the 20 EMA, after 2 days of a slide. The Nifty index is likely to take a breather around the 22,150 level. Experts suggest that traders should continue with a hedged approach for now and await clarity. Turning towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today, Jio Financial Services has signed an agreement with BlackRock Inc. to form a 50-50 joint venture for setting up a wealth management and broking business in India. The launch of the wealth management and broking business is subject to regulatory approvals. Gujarat Gas has signed a non-binding MOU with the Indian Oil Corporation to broaden the scope and accessibility of energy solutions for consumers. Cipla's subsidiary, Cipla Health, will acquire the cosmetics and personal care business from Avia Beauty for a total consideration of 130 crore rupees. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Wall Street closed with all three major indices settling in the red. A risk-off mood was fanned on concerns about rising geopolitical tensions between Iran and Israel. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.65%, the S&P 500 tanked 1.2%, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite crashed 1.79%. On Tuesday, oil prices rose amid heightened tensions, while the dollar climbed to more than 5-month highs around 106.32 levels. The yield on the 10-year Treasury notes was at 4.608% after having surged to a 5-month high. Looking at Asia-Pacific markets, the Asian indices traded with sharp cuts. Japan's Nikkei 225 slipped 1.7%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index fell 1.4%, and South Korea's KOSPI crashed 2% in trade on Tuesday. In the Voice of the Day segment, we have Arvinder Singh Nanda, a Vice President at Master Capital Services, sharing his outlook on the markets. Let's have a listen.
Despite global uncertainties, India's economy appeared to be poised for continued growth in 2024. Projections from leading financial institutions such as IMF, OECD and World Bank indicate a robust growth, with India expected to maintain its status as the world's fastest growing major economy, driven by strong domestic demand and rising foreign investments. US dollar is in high demand. Investors see it as a safe bet because it's stable, easy to trade and offers good returns, with expectation of interest rate to remain same for the medium period. While there are some profit taking earlier today, the dollar remains strong as a currency. Gold and silver prices have surged to a record high, with gold reaching around 71,000 per 10 grams in India and over $2,300 per ounce globally. Factors such as central bank purchases, speculative institutional investments and safe haven demand amidst geopolitical tensions have contributed to this rally. Despite concerns about the volatility and the potential corrections, market sentiments remains bullish. In Q4 FY24, we anticipate moderate top line and profit growth. Earning growth is expected to be primarily driven by domestic cyclicals, particularly the automotive and BFSI sectors. Global cyclicals such as oil and gas and metals industries may experience declines.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.